I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, we have some amazing music to share. Some 20 musicians have each written work, each piece inspired by a specific sculpture in downtown's City Garden. And we'll take a look at the Marfa Dialogue St. Louis. That's a five-day series of events designed to promote awareness of climate change in the Midwest, and we're going to focus on one of the week's programs, 30 Days of Demolition. The St. Louis International Children's Film Festival opens this evening and runs through August the 10th at various locations. Cliff Frelick is Cinema St. Louis's executive director. Brad Schiff is presenting a program tomorrow at COCA, and we welcome you both to the show.
Thanks,
Steve. Thank you.
Chris, this is Cinema St. Louis's second year for the Children's Film Festival. So what's the idea, and what do you want those not familiar, since this is a new thing, those not familiar with the festival to know about it?
Well, first, the reason why we're doing it is because there's a great amount of family filmmaking across the globe that really doesn't get seen by most people. Lots of films being made in other countries, including some in the United States that doesn't get wide distribution. We love Hollywood film, and we're going to be playing several, including a film by Brad here. But by the same token, we want to have kids and families be able to see some of the best material that's being made across the globe. And so we've got a whole array of programs.
And most of these films are aimed at kids roughly between the ages of 6 and 16?
That's right. Younger than 6, probably they won't be too appreciative, but most everything, and most of it's in English. Even the foreign films are usually in English, but we do have several films that are subtitled, so you'd have to be realistically 8 or above in order to fully appreciate those. But even there, oftentimes the kids are able to follow along just fine.
And we'll talk about this later a little bit, but there are also some filmmaking camps and workshops that you're doing too.
That's right. We have great filmmaking camps that people can attend for free. Everything about the festival, by the way, is free. So there should be no impediment to attendance.
Workshops, though, there's a charge and things for that.
One workshop, a teen workshop in animation that's going to be next Saturday. So that's the one thing that costs money. That's at the St. Louis Art Museum.
Okay. Brad Schiff, you're originally from St. Louis. You're now based in Portland, Oregon.
That's correct.
And
yep.
Your job title is an animation supervisor. Can you tell me what you do for a living?
I'm an animation supervisor at Leica Studios in Portland, Oregon, and I'm responsible for overseeing the animation and stop motion film. So I manage a team of 25 animators and make sure that their style stays consistent. I help develop the characters and
continuity,
Continuity, exactly. And character development, making sure everybody animates these characters the same.
Where'd your filmmaking career begin? Did it happen here?
It actually happened in Tampa, Florida. I discovered I could sculpt and started doing animation down there.
Was that in college, after college, something like that?
In college.
What are some of the projects that you have worked on?
I kind of cut my teeth on Celebrity Deathmatch. It was my first everyday gig. And my first feature job was Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, and I've gotten to work on Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Paranorman, and a film that we have coming out in September called The Box Trolls.
Well, you're going to be featured in a program tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But Chris, there's also an animator that's going to be part of the festival this year from Pixar Studios.
That's right. Sean Krause, he's another native of St. Louis who's going to be returning to his hometown. He's going to be involved in three programs, including the animation workshop we talked about next Saturday. But he's going to be doing a behind-the-scenes program sort of showing how a Pixar film develops from start to finish. That's next Friday at the Art Museum. And then he's going to be showing The Incredibles. He'll be doing an intro and a Q&A on Sunday, next Sunday, not this Sunday, at the St. Louis Public Library downtown.
Now, Brad here is an animator, or an animation supervisor, an animator, right?
Mm-hmm,
not all these films are animated.
No, we have plenty of animation, but we do have some live action films. Got a couple from Germany. Those are two of our subtitled films. We have a really charming film called My Dog, the Champion. It's a independent American film. And then, of course, we have a classic. We have the 50th anniversary year of Mary Poppins, which is a combo of live action and animation.
I hate to admit it, but I remember going to the opening of that in the town where I lived.
Me too.
All dressed up too. Remember when you used to wear a tie to see a movie? That's what happened then. Brad, your program is tomorrow, 7 p.m. at COCA, and you're screening one of your films, Paranorman?
Paranorman, that's right.
Tell me about that film.
Paranorman is about a little boy who can see ghosts, and he's a bit of an outcast, and I think it's kind of has an anti-bullying theme throughout the film at the core.
And you've got some pretty impressive voice talent on that, St. Louis's own John Goodman.
That's
and
right.
Elaine Stritch.
That's right.
Didn't she just pass away?
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Yeah.
Elaine Stritch is the grandmother, and John Goodman is Norman's crazy uncle who can also see ghosts.
Now, when you talk about animation, I naturally think something, you know, drawn on paper. But you have brought with you some of the models that you use in your animation. So explain the technology
sure.
to me, I guess.
It's you know, it's one of the oldest forms of filmmaking. And it goes back to, you know, one of the first people to sort of bring stop motion to the screen was Willis O'Brien with Mighty Joe Young, or King Kong, the original King Kong. And his apprentice, Ray Harryhausen, went on to do great things in Seven Voyages of Sinbad and Jason and the Argonauts. And what stop motion is, it's taking an inanimate object, in our case, a puppet, and moving it one frame at a time and taking a picture and moving it again.
I want to describe these, and we'll have pictures of these, I think, on our website later today. But when you say puppet, these aren't hand puppets. These look like, I'll call them, they look more like dolls on little stands to me.
Yeah, they're like high-tech action figures, really.
Uh-huh.
They can move, you know, they have a ball and socket armature, which is like a skeletal system in it.
And these are about, what, 6-7 inches tall?
I think it's about 9 inches tall.
9 inches tall.
And they have the ability to move any way the human body moves and hold its position.
So we're looking at one that's got a head on it, but the body is pre-clothed. So we're looking at the structure, the metal structure.
That's right.
And it moves, like you said, in a million different ways.
Yeah, it's a stainless steel machined armature is what we call them.
And then the heads you were showing me before we went on air here, how they pop off. Explain how you'd have different facial features that pop on and off and how you use that.
Well, one of the ways we're pushing the medium forward is we do replacement animation. And so we design the faces in the computer first. So it's modeled in the computer. All the expressions are built in the computer. And then they're printed out on a 3D printer, in this case on a color printer. And so there's a seam line, so you have individual mouths, like different shaped mouths,
yeah,
and different shaped brows.
You just remove the lower half of his face, so you can then pop in a different expression if you wanted.
That's correct. And between the thousands of mouths and brows we have, I think it comes up to 1.5 million different expressions possible.
So in one of your pieces of work, like this one, in this particular film, how many individual shots comprise an entire animated film?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. I don't know.
Too many to even count.
No, but I can give you a pretty good statistic. We have a team of 24 animators, 70-some-odd sets, 50 going on at a time, and each animator is responsible for 4.3 seconds a week of animation.
4.3 seconds.
And that's what we need to accomplish to get this movie done in 85 weeks.
So these are very patient, even-keeled people.
For the most part, sorts.
Okay. Cliff, what's your take on Paranorman?
Well, Paranorman, I love Laika's work, Coraline as well. I think that stop motion is among my favorite forms of animation. There's all sorts of cell animation, which you're most familiar with, and then computer animation. There's actually many different forms, but I particularly love stop motion animation, and I think Laika is doing extraordinary work in that, including Paranorman, but everything that they've done is really quite fine.
Well, what are the tricks of keeping the attention of children when it comes to animation or storyline or film? Are there certain things that don't work, certain things that do?
Gosh, I don't know. That's kind of hit and miss, isn't it? Like, you know, I mean, I can tell you from Laika's point of view, we like to tell stories that have a artful blend of darkness and light and intensity and warmth and, you know, real dynamism.
So do you have anything to do with the plot, or are you simply on the animation end of
it? I'm strictly on the animation end of it.
Right. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the plot of the movie?
I just want people to come out and check it out. It's really, I don't want to give too much away.
What else are you going to be doing during your presentation tomorrow?
I'm going to be talking about my journey from being in school, becoming a stop motion animator, and into my role today. Talk a little bit of our company, Laika, and then after we'll see the film, and then afterwards I'll have a Q&A. Answer any questions, and we've got some goodies to give out.
Because theoretically, a lot of these kids are going to be taking your workshops, are interested in maybe going into this line of work someday.
Sure. We actually have an animation workshop that sort of exposes them to a range of different kinds of animation. That takes place next week.
Well, what are some of the other highlights, Cliff? Are there specific films? Well, how about tonight? You're beginning tonight at 7 o'clock.
Tonight's a really fun program. Last year, during our first event, we did a silent comedy program, and it was a big hit. And we're repeating it this year, but a new wrinkle, we're going to have Charlie Chaplin shorts. It's actually the 100th year celebrating Charlie Chaplin's first film. We'll be showing that film, Kid Auto Races at Venice. He's actually sort of an intruder into an actual event. He's sort of a prehistoric Johnny Knoxville. But at any rate, we'll be showing his films with live piano accompaniment, and we'll have live clowning from Oh My Gosh Josh of Circus Kaput. He'll be performing before and after every film. It's going to be a really terrific event.
So how many films altogether are involved here?
I think we have 16 separate programs, and we're all over the place. We begin at Webster University tonight. But
yeah, lots of venues.
We'll be going to the public library downtown, and we're at COCA. That's where Brad's going to be, COCA, tomorrow night. And then we also have a program at the St. Louis Art Museum next Friday. That's with Sean Krause. And then we also are across both rivers at both Lindenwood and the Wildy on the weekends.
So are there specific films you'd like to mention briefly?
Well, we love for people to come out to see some of the fresh work that we're doing. There's some beautiful animated films. We have two Japanese animes, both in English, Patima Invert It and Welcome to the Space Show. Both are sort of science fictional, one more serious, Patima. The other one is absolutely goofy and surreal, a real head spinner, Welcome to the Space Show. We also have this gorgeous, gorgeous film called Boy in the World from Uruguay. I'm sorry, that one's from Brazil. Anina is from Uruguay, and it's wordless, basically. It's all music, and it's just an astonishment.
So, Brad, I don't know if you've talked to kids before. Have you done this type of workshop before?
Not on my own, but I have done some speaking to kids before.
What are kids sort of curious about? What are some of the questions you think you're going to get?
You know, people are always curious how long it takes. How do you know how much to move one of them?
Is that trial by error?
I think it's just sort of after years of doing it, you learn to trust your instincts and. You also work with time, and you understand you have an exposure sheet. You're able to time things out so you know that it takes a second to grab your glass of water and bring it up to your lips. And kids are just amazed by the puppets.
So if I was a young person, though, interested in, you know, maybe doing a career in this, what would you want to tell me about it? What are the job opportunities?
There are more and more opportunities all the time, but it's not easy. You know, it's a lot of work. But it's rewarding work. You're creating life. And something that I do want to say that, you know, growing up, Disney was sort of the big, you know, big thing, and it was all drawn animation. And you used to hear, you know, well, if you know, you have to be able to draw to animate. And one of the ways that I got into it is I had an instructor whose philosophy was, you don't have to draw great to animate great. He made these beautiful watercolor animations. And now with computer animation and stop motion animation, you know, drawing helps, but it's not a necessary prerequisite.
Well, with the models you brought, and you call them dolls, I think, do you?
Puppets.
Yeah. Who are the artists that make this? They're so well done. I'm just wondering what's involved in making one of these guys.
We have a whole team of puppet fabricators. We have it all starts off with a sculpture. So it starts off with a 2D design. So Heidi Smith was our 2D designer on Paranorman. She would do a drawing, and Kent Melton would do the sculpture of that drawing. And then it goes away and it goes to every different department. Somebody makes the armature, the skeletal system, to fit within the mold of the sculpture. The head will go away to our rapid prototyping department, and they'll figure out how to break it apart and put it into segments so it can perform. We have a costume department that does the clothes. Hair department does the hairs.
So is your company the only one that's doing this in Portland, or is that a hotspot for this I don't know about?
We're one of the only companies doing it in the world right now. There's Aardman Animations in Bristol, England, but
really?
We are definitely the place to be for stop motion animation right now.
Wow. Cliff, tell me about these. You're having some workshops and some filmmaking camps for kids.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be doing two filmmaking camps, a live action camp and an animated camp. Those are, again, being held at the St. Louis Public Library in their beautiful creative experience space. And we'll have actual filmmakers who are helping the teams of kids make their own movies. And we're going to show those movies actually next weekend as part of a shorts program that we're doing at the library on Saturday. So we'll actually be showing the kids work that they produced during that week. And then for more advanced students, we're going to do a documentary camp next the following week, which there are still some spots available if they want. And we'll be doing it again at the library and making documentaries about aspects of the library.
Cinema St. Louis presents the second annual St. Louis International Film Festival. It opens today, 7 p.m., running through Sunday, August 10th, various times, various locations. I guess your website's the best place to go?
Absolutely, cinemastlouis.org.
Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the website. And don't forget, our other guest here, Brad Schiff, is going to be appearing tomorrow, 7 p.m. at COCA. And it's behind the scenes with Brad Schiff and a screening of Paranorman. Are you doing anything else that we haven't mentioned?
I'm going to be doing a Q&A afterwards. And one thing that I'd like to mention, if I may, when Paranorman came out, it was marketed as a zombie movie for kids, but it's much more than that. I think I mentioned before, at its core, it's an anti-bullying film, and it's got a really, really strong message. It's nice.
Well, Brad Schiff, thanks so much for coming here, and welcome home.
Thank you very much.
And Chris Fralick, Executive Director of Cinema St. Louis. It's the second annual St. Louis International Film Festival. Go to our website for more details. Good to see you again, Cliff.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, musicians inspired by art at City Garden. This is St. Louis Public Radio.